Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
You might remember that we celebrated Jesse's first ever part on Adventures in Odyssey not long ago, which was a pretty big deal.
Oh, yes. Not since saying I do at my wedding have I put so much thought into so few words.
Well, let's hear Jesse's big moment again.
Here's the map, Ted.
Thanks, Terry.
Good memories.
Of course, Jesse's not the only Focus on the Family employee to appear on Adventures in Odyssey. There have been dozens over the years.
Do you remember your first cameo, Bob?
Oh, absolutely.
Ahoy on the Minnow! This is Commander Shulman of the cutter ship USS Ben Franklin. Do you require assistance?
Back in 1993, Jesse, we had no idea Aloha Oi would become such a huge fan favorite. Everybody knows that show. It's been such a thrill having a small part in it.
You know, and every Focus employee who's been on the show has a story to tell of their own, and I think it's time we heard a few of them.
That's right. This month's Club Adventure, Cars, Trains, and Motorcycles features two of our co-workers in minor roles. There's the announcer on the L train.
The door is closing.
That's Joe Opelt. And there's also the security guard at the art gallery.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to go inside to see my wife's exhibit, please.
Do you have your membership card?
My what?
Do you have your membership card?
I don't have a membership card.
Sorry, it's members only after 7 on Wednesdays.
That's Maurice Diaz.
You know, I know that my role on the show was the result of almost 15 years of intensive voiceover training on this very podcast. So let's talk to Joe and Maurice about how they were cast for their parts in the show.
Let's.
Maurice and Joe, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
My pleasure.
Glad to be here.
You know, like me, your primary jobs here at Focus don't involve acting. So what are your roles here?
Well, I'm a video editor, and I wear many hats for the films department.
I do computer stuff, essentially. I'm a business analyst or a business intelligence analyst, taking our data in, deciding if initiatives are working right.
By the way, I wish I had his voice. Isn't that good?
I think we all do. Yes,
I wish I had my voice.
Well, we were glad, Maurice, that we had your voice for this episode because it really came in handy. Hey, listen, what ways has your main job, each of you, given you a connection to Adventures in Odyssey?
Well, for me, I used to work for Moody Satellite. So I had to load Adventures in Odyssey shows every day.
Joe, how about you?
I take that data and help executive management know how Adventures in Odyssey is going, among other things, the broadcasts and all kind of other stuff. The most during the COVID time, the special AIO initiatives that they've had, just to help them see how that's working.
Great.
You know, my acting experience was through just doing the podcast where I act as myself. So that comes fairly naturally. So I want to find out, how did you guys prepare for these roles and what is your acting experience prior to being on this episode?
Well, the second college I attended in Cuba was to become an actor and a director. And that took me 3.5 years. After that, I worked as an actor in radio. Then I started my own comedy group, and I had that for 6+ years. So I have been acting for a little while.
I started out acting as a child, lying to my parents.
Good one.
And we don't recommend that.
He's lying to us too.
And I've learned so much from Adventures in Odyssey about why that was wrong. But other than that, no, I really haven't had any acting experience. Many years ago, my wife Linda and I were executive directors of Marriage Encounter in Southern Colorado, and we did a radio broadcast with Dr. Dobson. He did a 2-day radio broadcast about marriage issues, and we were brought on as local marriage people. So it was a rush to do that. I had no idea what to expect.
How were each of you recruited for your voiceover roles on this show?
For me, I think I did a stand-up one Monday when the whole company gets together out here on Main Street and they make announcements, and I made an announcement. And I guess Nathan heard my voice and said, I want you to do some stuff. So that's how I got pulled into doing this.
And for me, Jonathan came to my cube and he said, hey, I need you. Okay.
Jonathan Crow, absolutely.
Jonathan, it could have been for anything. So I followed him, and then he handed me a piece of paper, and he said, can you act this guy. These are your lines. So I think after it has been a long time since I have acted for radio. So it took a little, a few takes and some coaching. But once I greased all my gears, I was able to pull it off.
Well, I'm trying not to be jealous because the Bible says don't be jealous. But, you know, 15 years of begging till I got my one line on the show. And here you guys just, you know, people coming up to you and wanting you to be on the show. I don't know. I'll try to get over that here. So when you found out you're going to be on the show, did you have any anxiety going into it? Because I know I was feeling a lot of nervous energy.
For me, I don't want to break such a beautiful production. I did not want to mess up. They were counting on me. But I'll tell you, one of the things that made me excited is the job I do is working behind the scenes. I don't produce a book. I don't produce a broadcast. I finally got to contribute actually directly to something that Focus on the Family produces. And it makes me feel all the more a part of the team, a part of the ministry itself. So that was exciting for me.
That is neat. You know, Maurice, you've been, this is your first audio drama with us, but you've been on a number of the videos in the club.
Yes.
In fact, I went back and I saw Cubarello again.
I remember that robot. Yeah.
Yes, yes. For those of you who are not in the club, a few months ago, Maurice, actually, we did a really cheesy remake of those old sci-fi movies where you can see all the wires and strings and sparklers and stuff like that. And Maurice was, he played... Cubarello. You might explain the title behind that?
Yeah, it was a giant robot and
lasers out of the eyes.
My
great.
Character was attacking this beautiful city. I destroyed the whole thing. And the name of the robot was Cubarello.
Because you're from Cuba.
Because I'm from Cuba.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't have any anxiety for two reasons. I know Jonathan Crow very well and I trust him. And I have acted in front of 5,000 people. So once you bring that experience, you go like, okay, no big deal. So
it was a much smaller audience. I mean, because normally when we do Adventures in Odyssey, all the actors are in a room. And you know, I was out there in California. I did have to go in front of the other, you know, professional actors. And it was kind of intimidating. So what was the actual recording for you? And did it take long? What kind of like, and what director notes? That's what I want to know. It's like, did they have any tips for you?
Well, for me, they did a lot of takes. I was the voice on the train. The train is leaving. Step away from the door.
Can you give us a sample? I didn't hear it.
Next stop, Garfield.
Oh,
that sounds
good.
So,
yeah.
And
wow.
In the one background, take. Over all of the dialogue that's happening, you can hear the train guy talking over the loudspeaker. And that was me. And I did a lot of takes. They had me try... emphasis on different syllables, different pauses. They're just little phrases, but different ways of saying it makes it come out sounding very, very different. So they picked the best of all of them, and that was fine. So when I got to hear it, I said, oh, I remember saying that. It's pretty cool.
So, Joe, for the lines that you did, how long did it take?
About a half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Maurice?
It was about the same, mm-hmm. About half an hour. And I think one of the lines was changed in post, and he came back to me for another take, but that was not my fault.
So who in your life do you think is going to be most impressed that you've appeared on Adventures in Odyssey?
I have to say my two kids. And this is what I did. We were traveling, driving in the car, and I told my wife to I burned a CD, put it in the car. And the show started playing. They started listening. I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. When they heard my voice, they looked at me with a strange face. Daddy, you're on the radio. No, that's not me. So they were very happy, very impressed that I was in a show that they visually listened to. So,
and they're going to tell their friends about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they
for
will.
Sure.
How about you, Joe?
A longtime friend of mine who has been a friend and a fan of Focus on the Family for longer than I've known him, and his name is Rick. And when I told him that I was going to be the voice on the train, he was so excited for me. and he knows the series, and he was just really, and I was thrilled that he was thrilled for me. That was really fun.
So, if you had an opportunity to be back on the show again, you could pick any type of part you wanted. What kind of a part would you like to play next time?
I think I would want to be a grumpy security guard.
You got that down.
Yes.
Yeah.
It might be my Oscar right there, or whatever they give for radio.
You're not worried about being typecast, are you?
No, not concerned at this time.
Not the Cuban robot, not, no.
No, if I can break away from that, I'll be happy.
I would never want to replace one of the existing voices, one of the existing characters. It just would seem sacrilegious to me. But boy, if they ever have the President of the United States on the series, that would be me. I'd like that.
What president?
Me. I mean, whatever president they would have. Okay. Unless it's Witt. I mean, maybe Witt becomes president, in which case, no, that wouldn't. But maybe the president comes and visits. But somebody that was a dignitary of some sort. I think that'd be fun.
All right. We're filing that away. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for being on with us today and for just being available in the hallway where we could grab you and bring you in and make the show better because of it.
Hey, you make our lives fun when you do that.
It's like a perk in the job. I love this job as it is, but being able to do this is just gravy.
Talking to those guys just reminds me how we all have different paths to our part in Adventures in Odyssey.
The team carefully evaluates every voice on the show, even the small ones. Let's hear from a few more Focus employees who've appeared on Odyssey.
I know that Thomas Jeffries from our magazine team had a part.
Yep, he played the soccer coach in Rightly Dividing.
Hey, Pastor Knox.
Oh, hi, Coach. Camilla wanted me to come and hear her pep talk. I'm not too late, am I?
No, you're right on time. All right, everybody, gather around. Come on in. Camille, it's all yours. Take it away.
Thanks, Coach Cramden.
And we have Thomas on the line. Thomas, how did you get the role of Coach Cramden?
Well, that's a pretty interesting story, Bob. The truth is that Nathan Hubler himself came to my desk and said, "Hey, do you have a few minutes?" I had no idea what he was thinking of. And within those few minutes, we were down in the basement in an Adventures in Odyssey studio, and he had handed me a script. Apparently, I was set to play Coach Cramden.
Well, you know, Thomas, we've played basketball against each other, and I know your kids are athletes. So were you inspired by any of your coaches or maybe your kids' coaches when you got into this role?
Well, you know, it's radio drama, so you need to emote. You need to project personality. And I was told that Coach Cramden needed to be, a pretty energetic coach because I don't know exactly how old Camilla is on the show, but her and her friends on this soccer team, I had to get them motivated. I knew what my role was.
The funny thing is, Thomas, when you get invited to do it like you did, because my first experience was very similar to that, you don't get a lot of context, do you? I mean, you kind of say, okay, here's essentially how you need to read these couple of lines. Did you think, well, I'd kind of really like to know more about this character. I'd like to know more about the episode.
Well, you know, I think it might have helped to read the episode in advance, but, Nathan had highlighted all the lines that I was set to deliver. And I'll be honest in the fact that Nathan was a pretty good director. He suggested that I read it a slightly different way, and I have to admit it made all the difference. So, you know, being a youth coach, no one wants to be that youth coach that domineers everybody. But Nathan got me in the right headspace to play the part.
Your kids aren't only athletes, but didn't your son also appear on Odyssey?
Well, he actually appeared on Odyssey more than once. The first time, there was an email from some of the producers looking for anyone who was a skateboard aficionado. And my middle son, Jack, has skateboarded for many years. And I asked him if he'd be interested in him and one of his buddies having their professional sound effects appear on an episode. And as the story goes, they went to a nearby skate park with a couple of Odyssey crew members, and Jack loved to tell me the story about the sound engineer running around after him with a microphone held down right next to his skateboard to capture those sounds.
Those sick grinds and those kick flips?
Oh, yeah. they were carving up the skate park.
There you
Jesse.
Go.
But after that, it was interesting that I guess it went so well that when they needed a young male voice for to play the part of a gnarly bystander at the trampoline park, they asked if my son Jack would be interested. He came into the studio this time. He was down in the basement like I was, and apparently he did well enough to make it onto the show.
That's awesome.
Well, we always want to get the best voice for a part. And of course, as you know, the part that you ended up doing, I recorded when we were in California and I got replaced. And I think that it was a good move. So thank you for contributing to Adventures in Odyssey, Thomas.
Well, you keep reminding me of that, Bob, and I feel bad every time.
There's also Vio Burden. She's played several parts on the show, including Mrs. Ogden, the baby class teacher in Divided We Fall.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Diaper changing with a little bit of origami?
There was a preponderance of excess space around the leg opening.
Diapers will leak, yes. And it's good to be practical. Hmm. But we also have to think about the comfort of the baby.
So, Vio, what led to your Odyssey debut?
Oh, somebody needed an accent, and here I am at the front desk, and they get me, and I'm in.
So where did your accent, or where does your accent come from?
Usually comes with me.
Oh.
I came from Romania.
Ah.
Well, Vio, of course, is short for Violetta, for our fans. It's kind of neat that you are able to do an accent for us, because one of the challenges we run into when we cast a show often is finding people who can do accents, even in California, getting the right people. So that was a real find. We found you right here at Focus on the Family.
Yes, indeed. I am allegedly speaking with an accent. My daughters cannot hear it. They always ask what accent, because that's how mom talks. But I do have one and I'm aware of it.
So what is your role here at Focus on the Family?
I work at the front desk. I'm part of the guest relations and I greet people, talk to them on the phone, book birthday parties for Wheat's End, and also send menus for Wheat's End Soda Shop if they would like to order anything during their birthday parties. I do anything else that my manager requires.
You've been the legendary Mrs. Ogden, the baby class teacher, but what other parts have you played?
I was also a bossy old lady playing bridge, bossing Matthew around. And also, I was part of a general crowd. They bring us from all over guest relations, and we are the general crowd.
Huh.
Well, don't be surprised if now people come up to you in the lobby when they visit Focus on the Family and say, I recognize your voice. Weren't you on the Adventures in Odyssey podcast?
I actually am not surprised because I talked to several people that came to my front desk and said, I know your voice. Were you in one of the episodes? And I said, yes.
That's really fun.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you as part of our team. And thanks so much for what you're doing for Odyssey.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And I would love to be involved more often.
And don't forget Kelly Sargent, voice of Alice, the bridal shop employee in A Very Bassett Wedding.
Excuse me, miss, we're ready to purchase this.
Oh, great! But you can't.
Why not?
Well, see this green tag? It's on hold.
Well, we needed somebody who could pull off an attitude, and well, naturally, I thought of you, Kelly.
I don't know why. That's weird.
Well, fancy to know that Kelly and I have known each other for quite a while. Our families even celebrate Thanksgiving together. And I just, when I heard about this part and I realized we were going to be casting from within, I thought, that sounds like something Kelly would have a lot of fun with. Did you? Was it fun?
It was so much fun. I love being snarky. It's a spiritual gift. No, it's not. But I do love it. It was really fun. I have loved Odyssey ever since I learned about Odyssey. So it was just such a joy and honor to be on the show.
Now, have you ever dealt with any employees, maybe not in a bridal shop, but somewhere else who sort of had that same maybe attitude with you? Or did you just bring this up on your own accord?
I am that way. I didn't have to reach too far down to find that snarkiness, but yeah, so.
Well, your whole family has enjoyed Adventures in Odyssey. I know your husband Sean works here at the ministry, and your kids have been listening for a long time. How did it go over when they found out that you were going to be on the show?
Yeah, it went over really well. They were excited to hear that I was going to be a part of the show. I got to share with them a little bit about what I was going to be doing, but left that teaser of they weren't sure how it was going to play out. So that was really fun.
And so when they heard your voice on the show, were they like psyched?
Yeah, it was really fun. We called my sister. She's got little ones. And so we were like, we got to share with them that I was on there and they got to hear my voice. And it was just super, super fun.
Well, apart from your family, did anyone else have a reaction?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a lady call in. I was working in a different department at the time, and I was talking with her, and she just clicked. And she said, "Do you ever listen to Focus on the Family's Adventures in Odyssey?" And I said, "Oh, I love Adventures in Odyssey." And she said, "Were you in the episode with the Bassett wedding?" And I said, "I was." I was so happy. But it was before the second episode, and so they didn't know what was going to happen. And so it was super fun. And so I just told her, I said, "Well, you're just going to have to find out if I let her have my dress or not."
It was sweet.
It was real sweet.
Our fans are amazing.
They are. Yeah.
Well, Kelly, you mentioned your older job in relationship services. Why don't you tell everybody what you're doing now?
Oh, thank you. Yes. I work with pregnancy resource centers. We provide grants for them to bring in ultrasound machines, training for their nurses, ultimately help moms choose life for their unborn babies.
Well, that is so good and such an important job. We appreciate you just kind of coming downstairs and spending a little time with us in the studio today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a joy.
Those are just a few of the dozens of Focus employees who have been on the show over the years.
And just so we don't give you the wrong impression, the vast majority of roles on Adventures in Odyssey are filled by professional voice actors in California.
It's only when there's a bit part that isn't worth casting out in Hollywood that the team turns to, well, us.
Well, fortunately, we have plenty of multi-talented folks working around us at Focus on the Family. You can hear two of them, Joe and Maurice, in this month's club adventure, Cars, Trains, and Motorcycles.
And listen for the rest sprinkled throughout the long history of the show, which you can stream on demand. If you haven't given the club a try, that 28-day free trial is still available at aioclub.org.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast.
Or call Focus on the Family at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.